Hey everybody, welcome back to Divas, Diamonds, and Dollars podcast, where we empower today's lady boss who seeks whole life strategies for living their best life. We bring you the key success principles to support you as you grow into the best version of yourself, offering you helpful tips on personal finance, leadership, and business to help you get ahead and succeed at a higher level. Folks, we are Larissa Troach and
Cecilia Benford.
Suzanne, I don't know if you noticed, but for some reason, like I told you last week, I think about how the articles follow you around the internet. And so I must have clicked on this one, but have you seen the headlines, quote unquote, about the loneliness epidemic? Have you noticed?
What epidemic?
Loneliness epidemic is a new phrase.
I have.
And reportedly, there's a commission on a government commission, I suppose, at the federal level. Study this and okay, we're studying and then what we're going to do about it. So at the end of the day, I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. I'm telling you it's going to be worth it. And that was a quote by Art Williams. And I'll just remind you that we've all heard the expression that anything worth having is worth working for, or words to that effect, because I cannot do a quote to save my life. So too is La Vida Buena, the good life. And you will have to put in some work up front to create life that enriches your soul as well as lines your pockets. And that it all starts in the most unlikely place. It's about the relationships that you have along the way. And that's what we wanted to share with you today. Before we get started, we wanted to remind you, if you want to support us, please share this episode with a friend. Speaking of which, did not even notice that. So, and be sure to leave a five-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. We'll love you in advance. So anyway, I've already mentioned that we have a loneliness epidemic, and depending on where you are in your journey, quote unquote, men don't even want to date anymore because what? They don't know how to deal with a smart woman. That's a separate tragedy, which is probably for a different podcast. But I was just thinking that whereas my focus has primarily been on helping women be more financially successful, I'm also feeling very strongly pulled toward bringing people together. I always try and do that at work, which probably to some degree of annoyance. So but I just want to do my part. I just don't understand why we cannot come together and play nicely together. And so, in terms of how this might impact our dear listener, the good life is built with good relationships. Very simply stated, and that was by Robert J. Waldinger, if you will. So, in my mind, just think about it. How much more beautiful is the sunset when it is shared? I mean, the colors are beautiful, but I feel like they're a lot brighter if you can turn to someone and say, and you're all basking in the glow. The laughter is deeper in the belly when the joke is shared. The stars on the movie screen are much more compelling when watched with a friend. So, from the little things to the big things, the peaks and the valleys, they're all better with others. Building relationships, both business and personal, create a better version of the world that we want to live in. So we're suggesting to put in the necessary time today to create and nurture the relationships that matter. That, I would say, is the beginning, or definitely the foundation for the good life. I know folks hear the good life and that goes to, big adventures and travel and money and fun things, which are nice, very nice, but more so when you have you surround yourself with the people that enrich those experiences. And just to help cement the idea in your mind, we found several inspiring quotes to demonstrate why and how relationships are actually the basis, as I just said, the foundation for the good life. Whatever you're creating at work and home, connecting with others will only heighten your interactions and outcomes for both of you and or all of you. You ready? So write this down. Five quotes to help you be more intentional, if you will, about relationship building. I could have had a prop here, but I forgot to get it. To build authentic relationships, you need to lead with generosity and serve them. That was by Keith Ferrazzi. He is actually the author of Never Eat Alone. And the book is just about what the title says. It's spending time with others. There's always what we all have to eat. So why not take your meals with someone? And you have to connect. You cannot just say hi and bye. It's the conversations in between the hi and the bye that really enrich our lives. So I don't know if you've heard this quote, but it's one that stuck with me. Remember, if you will, the immortal words of Zig Ziglar. You can have anything you want after you help others get what they want. Now, that's a really paraphrase because I must abuse the quotes, but it essentially means that you must give to get. That was the point I wanted to make. When I meet new connections, I always like to ask, how can I help you achieve world domination? I don't need much at this point in my life, but I do like to help others. So how can I help you achieve world domination? Slightly tongue in cheek, but I think they get the point. So when meeting others, give some thought to how you can help support their goals. And don't do it with this in mind, but you still might find yourself on the receiving end of good karma, right? Just give to get because it's good to help others. So that's your first one. And the second one, again, whether you're a career-minded or business owner, business is all about relationships, and how well you build them determines how well they build your business, says Brad Sugars. Sweet name for a sweet sentiment, yes? You must be successful in relationships for success in business. People often lose sight of that fact. They're thinking about the numbers, their bottom line, their meetings, their deadlines, and they forget there's people in between all those. There are people that keep the flow going. Customers are people, not transactions. And I want to remind you, it's very important to remember that this also applies to your internal customers. And sometimes I feel like this is where the ball gets dropped. We're so outward focused, we forget about the people that we're working with. So your internal customers, otherwise known as your coworkers and employees, that internal customer service is a hot button for me. You may have noticed. But yeah, you have to really just keep an eye on both. And consider no significant teaming occurs without a significant relationship. James Comer. Coworkers, interdepartmental colleagues, your membership community, your family units. These are all variations on teams. People coming together around a common goal. So not just sports affiliations, okay? So teams means a lot of different things. Focus on enriching the relationships and deepening the connections between one another. So for those of us who are very goal-minded, I mean, we think big picture and we have dreams about changing the world, changing our community, changing ourselves, right? But here's the thing. Building a relationship is a first step to making a difference. Pepper D. Basham. People are, but you have to kind of remember that people are very much tuned into radio station WIIFM. What's in it for me? So if you can answer that question early on in the relationship, you will likely have the opportunity for even better outcomes in the long run. People are worried about you. What's in it for me? And when you answer that question, the magic unfolds usually. And then the last one for your journey is the place to begin building relationships is inside ourselves. That is our whole thing. Inside our circle of influence and our own character. Now, this is the I was going to give him a name, but I'm not sure what his title is. So I'm sure you've heard of Stephen Covey, though. That was from him. So we all want to make a difference in the world, I think. We all want to matter, that I know. But think closer to home. Think about your inner dialogue and self-talk. That relationship starts with you. Make sure you are building yourself up as you strive to uplift others. Be kind to yourself. So being intentional about relationship building is, not just external. It's your internal relationship with yourself and how you are being kind to yourself, and so that is reflected outward as you connect with others and are intentional on building those special relationships for the journey. And so that was a little esoteric, I know, Cecilia. So can you make it more practical for our dear?
Well, you had me thinking, sister. There have been some things that have transpired over the last few days that had me reflecting on this very area. And the takeaway surely is that whatever little blip that may happen, or something that you see, or something that you go through, don't get hung up on that, because we are about making relationships that last. And you really can send somebody. You have to be careful. This is, this could be tricky, because you wouldn't think that a small thing can cause a rift in a relationship. So keeping it to what you were talking about, as we speak to our women entrepreneurs mostly. And, a lot of these things start with a dream. And sometimes you just realize people are used to going it alone. Instead of having a partner, or even when they have partners, they don't really communicate with them regularly enough. It's kind of like you're inside of your own head. I'm talking to my partner, I'm asking questions, but are you really collaborating? And then even looking at your stakeholders. So I heard something yesterday. I was in a meeting, and the way the leader brought the message around to everybody from the very beginning was very few words, and then the very end, it really made all the difference. That why are we doing this? And it's who really is our customer. Now, he didn't use those words, but it was really true what our focus should be. And so those are our stakeholders. And the purpose of him saying what he was saying was, that's who we're investing for. Okay. We're investing our time for the greater good. And so when you think about developing your relationship, building skills, and here's the vision or dream, however you want to characterize that, if you're executing a vision, you have to always point back to, well, why are you doing that? And the rewards will follow. I firmly believe that. Okay. So one of the first things that's so important, I hope that I just demonstrated listening. I truly believe people don't listen. They have conversations, but they're not listening. And so you've heard people say that the best, well, you think of people, wow, they're really a great conversationalist. Well, why is it? Well, because they're really good listeners. And the takeaway is, you don't have to be the one always carrying a conversation, because chances are you probably aren't listening when you do that. I'm reminded of something I, have thought about and said in some other times, and that is listening to with the third ear. We have two ears, but the third ear is the underlying message. That you may can respond back to, as you get that person talking and trying to understand how they're thinking, and so that you can respond appropriately. So it's what you say, but at the right time. Because sometimes people just want to say, they kind of want to interject, but they aren't necessarily listening to someone to speak their thoughts. So I value that. And sometimes, I have to be careful with making sure I'm focused and not thinking about what I think about what they're saying. So being a good conversationalist is being a good listener. And when you do that, people value that. They see you as being a good conversationalist because they know you're listening, really. It's really making that connection with them. That's really what they feel. Okay, which kind of leads into the second one, care.
Before you do that, I wanted to, as you say, I'm not demonstrating being a good listener. But I was reminded, well, first of all, they say that, we're not listening because we're thinking about what we're going to respond. And this is the guilty hand. But I also think it kind of goes with this point is that I was watching a show on etiquette. And I don't necessarily know that I believe this 100%. But what she said was, I guess it's not, it's sort of related. She said, what if you're talking, you're with someone, you're having a conversation, and if you're talking for more than 20 seconds at a time, you're boring. And so, first of all, 20 seconds is very short. You can very,
Wow.
but it is a reminder that this is, a two-way conversation. You're not, hopefully, not pontificating, and that it is a real conversation and you're getting, you're connect, you're able to listen carefully so you can hear what the other person's saying. So you cannot do all the talking.
That's
So
right.
yeah, I'm not limited to 20 seconds. I am working on my interruptions, but I thought that was
Well, I mean, that's a great, 20 seconds seems very short, but I was kind of talking to you about establishing an agenda and why I thought timelines were important. And someone said, not having timelines. I said, well, it's really one, it's for the speaker, but it's also for the audience so they know what's coming next. And they're, but it's for the audience what's coming next, but to be, to manage expectations, because people will ask questions. I've encountered this lately, and they just go on and on. And I even heard, I was listening to a talk show host about, this is not what the platform is for you to air your grievances and blah, blah, blah. So I think all this works with the etiquette and the relationship building. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish in the end? And so, with all that being said, it is important that you care. And so you want to ask others to talk about themselves and really show an interest in what they've got going on. And so obviously you want to take note of this, build up your client list, or sometimes it's not your client list, but it's building up your network. It might not be your customers, but your network. Understanding who are the people to talk to. Something that I've been working with, my role, I mean, that I've adopted is facilitation to connect people with one another, to get something accomplished. And so what I'm learning, these are new people. I got to figure out how they, can be talked to. And how the other person is going to work with them. And so as a result, I ended up moving three people around. It was like, these are the task lists, but I was like, I need to change this because of the whole, dialogue of relationship. And I want to also say about caring is when you built up relationships, you want them to last, right? That's what we're talking about. And so, I was talking to a person, and they were saying something. They wanted to have a conversation with this person. I said, oh, no, you can't do that. I said, first of all, I have a long-term relationship with this person, and I don't want to change that. And so I will take care of this particular piece because, we still need this person. And I know having the relationship, what they think and how they're going to receive something. So that's really important that you care in all aspects. So it's not connect, no, it's not necessarily to get something done, but it really is about the person, right? I mean, hopefully you care about who you're communicating with. And as we're talking about the good life, I mean, it's kind of like having that good vibe, that good feeling after you've done something. You want to walk away feeling, oh, that was good, that it was better than maybe you had even thought about. So let's go to, so another thought is, I think a lot of times people are waiting for somebody to come to them. And sorry, nope, you need to make the first overture in a lot of cases, because no matter what, even though you think that should happen, a lot of times it just won't happen. And so it's kind of like the easiest thing people can do today that is missing, in my view, is smiling at one another. That is, unfortunately, I'm sitting here kind of thinking about, well, what kind of analogy is that? Well, it's the fly and the sugar or the beads of the honey. I don't know. But it is such an attraction that while a person might not smile in return, but if someone's looking at you, you almost can't ignore somebody smiling at you, right? So it starts with you. And what I think is also good internally, if you're really that person, you sort of kind of walk around like that all the time. You're not preoccupied with a problem. Most of the time, if you're smiling, you have some, I use the term good vibes, but I think it's your persona. And so, reach out to other people. And, maybe you're smiling and you see that seems to be something going on with them. Perhaps as a result of that. And so, to start a conversation, hey, how's it going? And depending on how well you know them, but I mean, it can be done with strangers too, but just some observation that opens up a conversation. And I think that really is another way of just, kind of adding your flowers to the day at the end. Yep, I had a good day, because I had these encounters. So, what are we talking about? So, good life is, we all want it, I believe. We all have to eat. We all, need a roof over our head. And how we do that a lot of times is through relationships, is connecting with people, is building our network. It's facilitating other people talking to one another. So whether it's your work, your family, your tribe, your blood family, building and nurturing relationships in your life not only brighten your day, but doing so, as I've been saying, does lighten the load as you travel the road to success. And so I think it's really important. Another kind of aha moment I had this week was with a friend, and trying to, get something organized and get something together. And, there was a no, I'm not going to do that sort of thing. And so, it's a pause. But the thing is, you stop and think, what is the most important thing? You would like this to happen. But at the end of the day, you want to be left whole, your friendship to still be intact. And so sometimes, you might have to do something different, right? And think about some of the quotes that we mentioned. So, how you treat people.
Before you
Yes.
wrap up, I did want to mention again, listening to podcasts. I don't just do them, record them, but I also listen to podcasts. And I was reminded about the different personality types and how much the knowledge about the differences can, influence or improve, honestly, your relationship. If you could hold that information, and well, actually, two things. My our director mentioned that the company actually paid for coaching for the quote unquote upper management. And one of the things, you know, they took the personality test, and I don't remember. She told me what they were. I should have written them down, but I was so surprised. So I missed that part. But this podcast talked about predictive indicators. And I thought it was really interesting because in this example they gave was that Zillow. I think most of us have heard of Zillow. You know, they're buying up everything real estate related. But they actually had their employees take the predictive indicator assessment. I was going to say test, but assessment. And so, in order to help it stick, and I just really like this idea, and I'm like, how can I sneak this into my company? They had different colored blocks placed on the people's desk so that when you're communicating with that person, you're reminded of their communication style and their preferences. And I thought, how simple, but how cool. And that way, you know, the communication had a better flow and the work was getting done, right? Because you're able to, because we don't all communicate the same way. We do, you know, do we need more data? Do we need more visuals? Or, you know, and that's how we process our information. So I think that's an exceptional tool, and maybe we can't carry it that far, but I'm definitely going to see how we can utilize that. And the other part of that is we talked about, you know, caring. Everyone has quote unquote a different love language. It's like when I like to give gifts, and I well, also like to receive gifts, but you know, the things that I like to receive are not necessarily the same thing that Cecilia likes to receive or anybody, you know, for example. And so when you're trying to express a sentiment or whatever, I mean, you know, what is that person's love language? So this is all, I think it's a very deep dive, much outside the, you know, the abilities or purpose of these podcasts. But I think it's interesting if you take some time to, I don't want to use the word study, but become, what's that called? Familiar with, so that when you're having these conversations, you can really kind of adapt your presentation to some degree so that you are being mindful of the different personality types and the different, you know, what I just say, predictive indicators for a word. I have to look that up. But anyway, I thought it was a very interesting topic, and I think it's really relevant to building those key relationships as we are out and about making some magic.
Very true, very true. I've done that. I've taken that those assessments and used them in the workplace. I find value in that. And the color blocks was a good idea. You threw me back to a situation that happened. It was another one of my supervisors, actually. But not going to go off on that tangent because gonna wrap this up and talk about action items because we always have action items. I think we've been kind of nice lately, you know, they're not like one, two, three, but you know, what's the whole takeaway? How you treat people matters. And you know, I see today, I mean, I think people are sensitive to this. Well, there's the sensitive ones, like I can't believe they're talking to each other like that. Or wow, you see this and you're like, you know, that person could say that differently. And then there's the other part about, you know, just people just, you know, like a bull in a china factory, they just say anything and go on and really don't care. But we're talking about caring, we're talking about listening and what we need to do, right? So consider your fellow travelers, wherever you meet people on your success journey. And to me, I don't want to just say on your journey because sometimes you're just not thinking, but I think you can build your persona in such a way that it's not just for work or, evening social gatherings. It really should be who you are every day, every moment. So, I want to, you know, as you think about who you meet, what you say, you know, what are you trying to accomplish? Be open to adding some color in your day. I like to use the word variety. That's what I strive for. Variety, which stretches me and, you know, helps me grow and it keeps me looking for opportunities. So, you know, if I take action on that today, I'm gonna leave you with a couple quotes myself. using what Larissa started and using what she mentioned about, whether it's a sunset or a sunrise imagery that you share with others, people can generally relate to that. They might not relate to some other things, but it's amazing how people will respond to that, right? So, with thinking about that, to me, I immediately get an imagery in my mind. Look, think about these. Here's two quotes. Keep your face towards the suns. If you keep your face, I'm adding the if you, but keep your face towards the sunshine, and shadows will fall behind you. I thought, I like that. That's what I, hope to look for. I don't need to look at the dark and the negative and, all that kind of stuff. But, what's going to brighten up your day and somebody else's day? But anyway, that was by Walt Whitman. So for those who are English poets and linguists and all that kind of stuff, that should be a familiar name. I don't know what they teach today. Here's another one. Try to be a rainbow in someone's cloud. So those kind of go together, right? I think that's everything we've talked about by building lasting relationships. I mean, the last few months, I've met people I didn't know. We're already building and, bonding because of all the things we've talked about. We're striving for the same goal, working together. And it's like, who put us together, Anyway, that last quote was by Maya Angelou. So I think those are easy actions. So, moving on to next week. Oh, so remember, we are in the month of March. Now, there's a International Women's Day, which is March 8th, but we're going to approach this with, like we typically do on our podcast, there's also International Women's Day. It's also all month long. There's celebrations there. There's a theme. And so, the theme that there's a couple themes that you can consider for yourself because there's actually two out there, and the one was picked in December. So for promotion for our next podcast, invest in women and accelerate progress. I think we kind of got you off on that foot today. Or inspire inclusion. We always talk about impact. When you do that, you will impact the world, a world, that's free of bias and stereotypes and discrimination. So that's the promotion. And we're going to leave it there because I have to almost sit on my hands and not go into another thought I had with that. But we can talk about that next week. So I'm going to say thank you for listening. And Larissa's going to give you her signature goodbye.
Hope y'all didn't hear that stomach growl. That is not my signature. We will see you next time, gentle listeners. Cheers.